This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Parliament passed the Indian Institutes of Management Amendment Bill 2025 with the Rajya Sabha approving it today. Replying to the discussion on the bill, Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan said, "The government is committed to create new institutions and give opportunities to students of the country." Special intensive revision of electoral roll issue today disrupted the proceedings of both houses of parliament, leading to multiple adjournments. The Lok Sabha was adjourned 4 times, while the Rajya Sabha witnessed 2 adjournments before being finally adjourned for the day. When the Lok Sabha reassembled after the 4th adjournment at 5 p.m., the Lok Sabha passed the Promotion and Regulation of Online Gaming Bill 2025. The bill encourages e-sports and online social games while prohibiting harmful online money gaming services. While moving the bill, Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said, "The digital technology sector has witnessed tremendous growth in the last 11 years. He highlighted that online money gaming posed a serious concern in the society as it creates addiction, leading to financial frauds and cheating.
ऑनलाइन मनी गेम्स जो कि आज समाज में बड़ा चिंता का विषय बना है कई ऐसे परिवार है कई ऐसे व्यक्ति है जिनको ऑनलाइन मनी गेम्स के कारण एक एडिक्शन हो जाता है जिंदगी भर की बचत गेम में उड़ा दी जाती है फ्रॉड और चीटिंग एल्गोरिदम्स ऐसे होते हैं कि पता नहीं चलता कि कौन किसके साथ खेल रहा है और एल्गोरिदम्स होते हैं हार निश्चय हो जाती है फाइनेंशियल लॉसेस माननीय अध्यक्ष जी कई परिवार नष्ट हुए एक्सट्रीम केसेस हुए सुसाइड भी हुई समाज में जो बहुत एक बड़ी बुराई आ रही है उससे बचने के लिए ये बिल लाया गया
After passing the bill with voice vote, the speaker adjourned the house for the day. Similar scenes were witnessed in the Rajya Sabha also. When the Rajya Sabha reassembled after the 2nd adjournment at 2 p.m., the opposition MPs started to protest over the issue of SIR. Later, the Rajya Sabha was adjourned for the day. NDA's vice presidential candidate C.P. Radhakrishnan filed his nomination papers at the Parliament House today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, along with several union ministers and NDA leaders, accompanied Mr. Radhakrishnan. Later, in a social media post, Prime Minister Modi expressed confidence that Mr. Radhakrishnan will be an outstanding vice president and will enrich its journey towards national progress. On the other hand, the opposition India Bloc's vice presidential candidate, former Supreme Court Judge B. Sudarshan Reddy, will file his nomination papers tomorrow. The vice presidential election will be held on the 9th of next month. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said the next generation of GST reforms will usher in India's journey towards becoming Atmanirbhar Bharat. The minister made this statement while addressing the group of ministers constituted by the GST Council on compensation cess, health and life insurance and rate rationalization in New Delhi. In a social media post, the finance ministry said, "These reforms are based on 3 key pillars, including structural reforms, rate rationalization, and ease of living, were proposed to the GOMs." In Chhattisgarh, 29 Maoists, including 10 females, surrendered across the state today. They were carrying a reward of about 55 lakh rupees. Of those who surrendered, 21 Maoists laid down arms in the Dantewada district, while 8 surrendered in Narayanpur district. World Audio Visual and Entertainment Summit Bazaar, a digital B2B marketplace, has been launched in Melbourne today. In a social media post, Consulate General of India in Melbourne said that this initiative will bring together more than 50 Indian and Australian filmmakers for over 465 meetings that will pave the way for co-productions, investment opportunities, global distribution tie-ups, and vital knowledge exchange. In Afghanistan, at least 79 people have been killed in a road accident in Afghanistan's Herat province. The accident occurred last night when a passenger bus collided with a motorbike and a mini truck on a highway linking Iran to Herat city. Benchmark domestic equity indices ended with modest gains. The Sensex rose 213 points to close at 81,858, while the Nifty gained 70 points to settle at 25,051. And that is the end of this news bulletin.